that's where the expression came from.
Okay, so in our Mishnah, so basically we start in the Gemara. Okay, after a long trek through the Mishnah, we're ready to start the Gemara.
Yeah.
So, Tanan Nasim. So there's another Mishnah which goes into these Shnayim Shein Arbas, but it's like kind of a survey of all the Shnayim Shein Arbas in Shas. Okay, it's a funny kind of a Mishnah, but Rabbi Yonasi did that. Okay? So he says, the Mishnah goes like this. Okay, and basically the problem is going to be is, it doesn't say it like it says it here. It's different. And the question is, why is it different? The Shabbos part. It doesn't say it the same way. Okay, remember, here you have Shnayim Shein Arba B'Fnim, Shnayim Shein Arba B'Chutz. Essentially there's only one Shnayim Shein Arba. You don't have this Pnim and Chutz. Okay? Tananas. Shavuos, Shnayim Shein Arba. So with regard to Shavuos, okay, Shavuos, which you make, Shavuos Sheker. Okay, you make a nest and go into Shavuos and end up not becoming true. I'm going to eat something, I'm not going to eat something. Okay? Basically, you have two in the future and two in the past. Okay? I'm going to do something, I'm going to eat, I'm going to not eat. And then Shavuos, then you have I ate or I did not eat. Okay? Those are Isurim, or Yechayiv, if you violate Yechayiv, a carbon olive yare. So there's two, which are really four. But so I guess the two in the Torah are the future ones. But then you can include, it includes from a riboy, it extends not only to Shavuos about the future, but also Shavuos about the past. Okay, so it's Shtayim primary, Ve'ashayin Arba, which is four, because extending to the past. Okay?
What were the two again?
Lahora Olehete. I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat.
Oh, I understand.
So you're going to do something, or you're not going to do something.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Yedias Toma, Shtayin Shein Arba. Okay, so Yedias Toma basically is if a person, okay, basically the person with Matame the Mekdash, okay, finds out that he was Tame, and in a state of Toma, there's an Isser to eat Kadshim, or to be Matame the Mekdash. Okay, to eat Kadshim or to be Matame the Mekdash. So you have a carbon all of the Yorid if you do that. But it turns out, basically it turns out, I think the two are, if you forget that you're Tame and then you go into the Mikdash or you eat Tuma, and you forget that you're Tame and you go into the Kodesh, or you go into the, eat Kodesh, you go into the Mikdash, or if you have, you forget that it's Kodesh, or you forget that it's the Mikdash, mm-hmm. and you know that you're Tame.
Okay.
So those are extensions. So the two Minat Torah, the which are implicit in Torah, explicit in Torah, the ones where you forget that you're Tame, and you go into the Mikdash or eat Kodesh. But there's also the Riboy to extend it to the other way around, where you know that you're Tame, but you forget that this is the Mikdash, you forget that that's Kodesh.
So all the cases are Shogi cases.
Yeah, Shogi cases, right. Then it has Maros Negoim, Shnayin Shein Arba. Okay, so Maros Negoim. So let's read Rashi on the Maros Negoim, because you see the Maros Negoim is going to become a little bit significant, okay? So Rashi says, Maros Negoim, li tame bahem, shnayim, so you have a taras. So basically become tame from a married taras. Shtayim, shehin seesu baharas. Okay, those are the two main things. But a shehin arba may reboy sapachas. So, mishmashu tfela. Okay, let's look at the pasuk for that. So it says like this. The pasuk says, Adam ki yavar besara. This is in, I guess, Vayikra Yud Gimel Beis. Adam ki yavar besara. Se'es o sapachas o baharas. So it's three choices. Se'es o sapachas o baharas. There are different kinds of tzaras, or afflictions, or wounds, I guess, whatever you want to call them, skin conditions. So you have se'es and baharas are the two main things in the pasuk. And the Rashi is learning, what does it mean, sapachas? So sapachas means like tefela. Secondary, okay. So seis and sapachas are like seis and maharas are like names of the nega, different kinds of conditions, and then sapachas means like secondary. Mashmashu tefela, gom sapcheni na elachas v'gomer. Mar bet tefela lezu ulezu. So what is it tefela? It means you have seis and maharas, and then you have sapachas, which is that which is like secondary to each of the seis and the maharas.
Uh-huh.
So toldo le seis v'toldo le maharas. Okay, so it teaches you that each one of them, I guess, is sandwiched in between. You have a tolda for each of them. So you have the two which are explicit, and then you have the tolda of each of them. V'shanu chachamim, and the chachamim learned baharas azar keshalek. The Baharas is like strong, like snow. Snow is like very, very white. Okay, it's like a
strong. What does Azza mean?
Azza means like strong, sharp.
Okay. I think talking about the strong color.
Color
of
the white.
Right? Okay, fine.
Shni Allah, secondary to it, Kesid HaHechel. Okay, that's like the. Kesid is like the plaster, I think. Plaster of HaHechel, the building, I guess. Okay, so
different color of white.
Second shade, right? That's the tolda of the Baharas.
Mm-hmm.
Then Se'es Katsemer Lavon, it's like white wool. And Shni'allah Kikrum Beitza. Secondary to it is like the white of an egg. Okay? Mara Lashon Zacharu. Mishamachi Toni Shnayim Shehin Dalin. Instead of saying Shtayim, I guess he's trying to say why it says Shnayim, because the word Mara is Lashon Zachar. Okay? So I'm just saying Rashi's taking that up, but that's what he's saying. Okay, so basically you have these two deoraisas, two in the pasuk, Se'es and Baharas, and then Sapachas tells you that each one of them has a tola, has a secondary form. Okay, has a secondary form, which is, I guess, less white than the thing itself. Okay, therefore, they're all four different colors of white. Saying any one of these four colors of white are going to be a metame for tzaras.
Right.
Okay. Then it says, Yetzios Shabbos Shtayin Shein Arba. So that's Shtayin Shein Arba. Okay? Not eight. Right, not Shnei Shnei Rabbi Fneim, Shnei Shnei Rabbi Chutz. Right, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna ha'cha detani Shnei Shnei Rabbi Fneim, Shnei Shnei Rabbi Chutz." Why is it that over here it just has two which are four in and two and four which are out? Ma'ishna ha'asam detani Shnei Shnei Rabbi Vesilau. That's it. Okay, it didn't mention anything about Fneim or Chutz. Right. Mm-hmm. Simple question. I mean, are there eight or are there four? Mm-hmm. Right. So the Gemara answer is ha'cha de'ikar Shabbatu. Here, the point is, here the main point is like this. I mean, before we get to specifics, this is Maseches Shabbos. Maseches Shabbos, you go all out in talking about Otzah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Maseches Shavuos. You just give the basics. Okay, this can be the basic form of any answer, of two answers I'm always going to try to give. The question is, what are the specifics? What are the basics and what is the whole, the full deal? Okay? So it's Hachad Iker Shabbos, who, here the essence of Shabbos, Tani Avos, Tani Toldos. Told you the Avos and the Toldos, namely Hotzah and Nachnasa. Hasam de lav ikar Shabbatu, Avos Tani, Toldos lo Tani. Right? So there it only mentions the Avos, the Hotzahs, which is Shain Shein Arba in the Hotzahs. Okay, so Rashi. Tani Avos vitoldos, Yitzios vihachnasos, She Yitzios Avos hein, because Yitzios is the Avos. The Mevayavir called Mamachana, Lo Mashma Elo Hotzah. Okay, he told people, don't bring any of your stuff out of your house into the, according to the Rosh Hashanah. El Mesvara Amrin and Mechti, Mershus Hoshus Kapit, Kram Aliyah Fukim Aliyuli. Mesvara, we extend it to the Tolda, to Hachnasa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Gemara says, okay, so that's interesting, right? So that's what Gemara's saying, is that here it mentions Avos and Toldos, there it only mentions Avos. Okay, I want to just get shot in the old Gemara here, and then we'll go back and start to find things, okay? So now it says, Avos Mayniyu, what are these Avos? Yitzios. Right? Vyitzios Trein Avion. Hold on a second. This is a question. He's saying, so what's the Avos? He's saying, here it only has Avos, right? What's the Avos? Yitzios. Right? Now how many Yitzios are there? There's basically, you can have the Anidas Hotzah, right, or the Ashidas Hotzah. There's only two. Where's four? How did four come in? Okay, that's four. So it says, I know what you'll say. What are you thinking? V'chitema mehen l'chiv mehen l'ptor. Right? No, you're saying in Shavuos it only has the Yitzios. So it says it has the Yitzios which you're chayav for, the two which are four. It means two which you're chayav for, deoraisa, and two which are potter, which are deravalon. Namely, if you do Yitzios, right, you only do, I guess, akira or hanacha of the Yitzios. Right? The worst question is that the Mishnah, you're saying the Mishnah in Shavuos is only mentioning the avos. Not the Toldos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so the Avos is only carrying it out. Now, how many different ways could he carry a thing out? So you could have either the Ani could carry it out, or the Asher could carry it out.
So the question is, what are the other two in
Shavuos? Yeah, what are the other two in Shavuos?
Oh, okay.
There's supposed to be two which are four, but I only see two. The Av Malacha, what was in the Mishkan?
Right.
Akira and Hanacha of the Ani or of the Asher.
That's a Yul thing to answer.
So you'll say, no, it means it's a listing. The Chiv and the Ptor. So okay. It means it has the two Deoraisos and then the two Derabanans, which accounts over here, which are however you'll count them. Rashi. It says, Tarte Avian, the Ani Udibala Bayetsi, my Shein Arba, the Khtani Asam. What are these four? It's only two. So Mara says, "Vehem lachiv mehem lifter yitzios de ani udebal vayis lachiv v'yitzios shtayin shel p'tor." What are the two which are p'tor? Shtei akiros shel hotza. Because akiros, remember Rashi quotes called counts akiros. Right, this comes down to what you're counting. Rashi counts akiros. Kigon pashat bal habayis yado malei lachutz. Right, v'natal ani mitocha hayr p'tor shel bal habayis the kachashav leitana the mas nizon. Right, like the usher takes something from inside, puts it outside, and then the ani takes it from him. So that's an akira, and that's a hotza. It's going outwards. Or kigon pashat ani as yado rekanis lefnim. So then you have the other case where he just puts his empty hand in, and the Malbayis puts it into his hand, then he pulls it out. So that's also the Akira. It's also for the Malbayis. And also for the Malbayis. But that's the other one. Those are the four. And so he's saying is that the Mishnah and Shavuos is only talking about the Av Malach, which is Hotzah, but it's telling you Shnayim Shein Arba means you have the Hotzah, which is Asur De'Oraisa, and the Hotzah, which is Asur De'Rabbanan. Okay, we have the thing going outwards. Asur De'Rabbanan is where each guy only does one and not the other, one of the Akira and the Anacha. Right, so it turns out that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah basically in Shavuos is telling you the Av and its Ptor. So it has the two Deoraisas where the guy you're carrying it outwards with Akira and Hanacha, and then it has you carrying it outwards with only Akira, and then the other guy does the Hanacha. Okay, so, but that's the Mishnah over there. That's where it's going outwards. But our Mishnah adds on another more cases, because you end up having Hachnasas also. Okay? So, right? As the Gemara doesn't like this, though. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'hadumya d'maros negoyim katani. But you see, it should be similar to the case of maros negoyim. Okay? Maros negoyim is one of the two which are four. Ma hasam kula l'chiyuva, avhacha nami kula l'chiyuva. Okay? In other words, by negoyim, they're all chayiv. All four of the kinds of negayim are tameh. You don't say only the avos are tameh and not the, you know. Or, I mean, the four in the case there, first of all, the avos and the toldos, but only that, they're all chayev. So it's saying is that apparently the Mishnah Shavuos is not listing cases of Ptor. It's only listing cases of chayev. So you can't tell me that the Mishnah Shavuos here is listing the chayuvim and the Pturim and the Yesod Rabbanon, but you see the Mishnah should be smooth. It should be uniform. Wait, and the uniform, for the sake of uniformity, it doesn't jive to say that here it's mentioning the Ptors. It's only mentioning the Chayuvim. What it's saying is apparently there's a profile in the Mishnah and Shavuos of things that are Shayin Shayin Arba. Now it's not just they have the word Shayin and the word Arba. It means a certain type of a profile, just painting, which four things fit this same profile. Now if you look at the profile by Negayim, you'll see that they're really the profile is four things which are Chayiv. Just some different types of chiyuv or whatever, but it's not the profile where you have p'tors in there. It's a derabanan in there. So the thing is, it's hard to say that here our Mishnah Shavuos by Shabbos is talking about the p'tors. That's all he's saying. Right. Okay. So David's mentioning Tosas Kasha is that if you tell me they have to be the same, then what was the original move of the Gemara? The original move of the Gemara was that here in Shavuos it's only mentioning the avos, it's not mentioning the toldos. That's not true. You see, when the garment didn't do that, when the garment has avos and toldos. Right. So if you're telling me that the Mishnah is only doing avos and they have to be the same, you tell me, so what kind of answer in the first place? The answer wasn't good. It's only telling me avos here? It's not like Maros and Gomes. Apparently, the fact that it went past that answer, apparently it wasn't bothered by the fact that it's not the same as Maros and Gomes. Now why all of a sudden now there's a perk up and say, oh, hold on, so it's not like Maros and Gomes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the question. I'm totally going to deal with that, but I just don't want to complicate matters, so let's leave it for now, okay? Let's leave that problem for now, okay? So for the time being, so therefore, let's look at Rashi. Rashi on our thing, it says, Haldumya demaros negayim katani la. Ma hasam kula l'chayuva, shebe'ezem mehem shenitin maba, v'nichnas l'mikdash chayiv. What do you mean, chayiv? Chayiv means that if you come tell me in either one of them, you go into mikdash chayiv. V'lachi park maros negayim. Now he's bothered by, why are you picking on maros negayim? What about all the other ones? Okay? Now you notice that? Like, why is maros negayim? It says, De'ilus shvuos v'idios. Okay, get this. Pluktahi. De'ikaman damar b'shvuos. Eino chayev. El ha'lasid lava. Right? Because some actually say they're not all chayev. Ubidias Nami, Ikalamanda Amar, Enochayev Ela Al Halam Toma. So in Baidias Toma also, there are some who say you're potter on some of them. So the reason why it doesn't say, doesn't compare it to the other ones, is because the other ones, it's not clear cut, really, that they're all chayev. So therefore, can't ask from those, so I have to ask from Aras and Gan. The question is that, but isn't that shows you, obviously, seeing that shows you that.
They're not all
chayav. So it's true, Maris and Nagayim, they're all chayav, but apparently that's not the rule, because you see all these other ones aren't like that, so maybe Shabbos also, they're not all chayav. Right? I mean, it's very funny. Yeah, when you ask about it, yeah, exactly, Maris and Nagayim is the only one that doesn't fit. So the Cheshbon, I think this is the answer to that question, the Cheshbon of it, okay?
Oh,
namely,
Rashi.
I'm just saying, this is what I'm thinking, Pshat. Okay, Pshat answer here is that he must mean, the premise is, you can't, apparently the world's not going to bend on this premise, is that the Mishnah has to be uniform. And you can't have this lack of uniformity. You can't have one thing talking about some Chiyav and some Ptor, another one talking about all Chiyav. Right? And now, so you'll say, what about the Maras and the Gaim? I mean, what about the Tamei, the Tama and the Shvua? Mm-hmm. So he says, that's Machlokas. So obviously, the author of this Mishnah must be holding that those really are chayiv, that they're all chayiv. Because Master Gom are all chayiv, there has to be uniformity. So the author of this Mishnah must be holding like the Mandamar who holds that they're all chayiv. Okay, the Mandamar is all chayiv. And therefore, but by Shabbos, no one's holding the Petor is a chayiv. So therefore, it must be this, you're not learning right about how you, about what these Arba are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's just saying is that even though the author of the Mishnah is the Manda Amar who holds by all of them, they're all chayiv, but for the Gemara to ask a kasha, it doesn't ask from the things which a person may start wondering, maybe, hey, really, the other sheet does. I mean, then it has to get into that whole discussion. It just picked the simplest one. Maris Nagayim, everyone agrees, all chayiv. It's clear from Maris Nagayim that the rule here is all chayiv. So that's what it asks for. You know what I mean? Now, if you're going to be bothered and say, aye, what about those other ones on the Machlokes? I guess I'll tell you, it's the other Shita. But the Gemara didn't want to get into that. So not getting either way, it avoided getting into it, was it said Maris Nagayim, because Maris Nagayim, as everyone knows, they're all chayiv. You know what I mean? But in a Chanami, the other ones also, you could conclude by the same logic that the author of this Mishnah is the ones who hold that they're all chayiv also. You know what I mean? Okay, that's what Rashi's saying. Okay? But let's leave that go, okay? If you didn't follow, that's fine. So the Gemara says, so we have a problem, right? Oh, so Chiyuvei Tani is the next thing, right? So basically, so that's the first man number. So first man number of the Gemara, although we have to understand, I mean, we have to understand what's really bothering the Gemara. I mean, we're just taking this on a factual level, but I mean, what's the whole idea here of only teaching you Chiyuv and only teaching you Petoras? I mean, what's the, you know, or also teaching you Petoras? I mean, who cares? Why can't you have this incongruity? Right? And apparently, when the Gemara first, the Havmina was, apparently that wouldn't have bothered the Gemara. I mean, like, you have to understand what's Hamina's gonna here. I mean, Hamina knew that Maris and Gomer al Chayev, but apparently it held, or it was trying to put forth this approach anyways. You know what I mean? So, I mean, mm-hmm. We have to get into it. We have to understand what was the concept also of the. That's the question. What was the concept of. Forget the Kasha. What was the concept of teaching me the Avos and the Chiyev and Ptor? Like, what would I have understood? How would I have understood the Mishnah there in Shavuos to be telling me? Assuming that were what was going on. You know, and then why is how is that rejected from the Maris Nagayim? Okay? Okay, let's move on. Okay, any problem with that? Okay, so we're going to move on. So the Gemara rejects that. Okay, the Gemara rejects it, although it seems to be it was a legitimate Avmina, but it's rejected because it doesn't jive with the Nagayim part. Conceptually, it would have been fine, no problem. Only thing is, it doesn't jive because you have to have the congruity in the Mishnah, and Nagayim doesn't work out. Okay? So, in concept, it's definitely going to be something we have to explain. Okay. And then he says like this. So, Elam Rapapa, no. I'll tell you a different answer. You can't say this, the Avos told us thing. Okay? Because everything has to be Chiyav. Okay, that's the premise. Everything has to be Chiyav. So, it says, no, Elhacha de Ikar Shabbosu Tani Chiyav Yubituri. Now, over here, where the Iker is, Shabbos is trying to give you all the ideas of Shabbos, so it tells you the Chiyuv, man, tells you Peturim, so you end up having eight. You have four Chiyuv and four Petur. But Hasan, the Lav Iker Shabbos, who? But over there, where it's not really interested in Shabbos, per se, right? It's not just telling you the similarity to which are four. Chiyuve tani ubiture lo tani. Right. So it only tells you the chiyuvim. So it only tells you the chiyuvim. So you have four chiyuvim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two which are four. Okay, two which are four means what are the two which are four? So it's saying it's going from avos and avos told us only avos there. It's saying no, really there it has avos and told us, but it is leaving out the p'torahs. But by us, it's not leaving out the p'torahs because the ikar is Shabbos. So it wants to say p'torahs also. Okay. So the Gemara says chiyuve ma'iniyu. So what are the chiyuvim? So what then? So what are the chiyuvim over there?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yitzios. Right. So you're gonna have to say it means yitzios. Those are the chiyuvim. Yitzios tarti havyan. Okay, and it's because it's saying is Yitzios Shabbos is Shlain Shein Arba. So what are the Chiyuvim? The Chiyuvim are where either the Ani does the Yitzios or the Ashi does the Yitzios. But the problem is there are only two Yitzios, right? It's only two Yitzios. Yitzios in the literal sense here of Hotzah, okay? Because it says Yitzios Shabbos. So the Gemara says no, Shtaim the Hotzah, Shlain the Achmasa. It's saying no, it doesn't mean only Yitzios. When it's saying the four there, Shlain Shein Arba, it's not restricting itself to Hotzah. It means Hotzor Achnasa. So it says, wait a minute, but you have Yitzios Ktani. It doesn't say Yitzios Zve Achnasos. It just says Yitzios.
Mm-hmm.
So it means it's only Yitzios, which would indicate again that it's only talking about the Av. That seems to point to that it's only talking about the Av, Yitzia, because it says Yitzios. Of course, our Mishnah also says Yitzios. Let's leave that go. So Zomer of Ashi, no. Tana Achnasa Nami Hotzor Karile. He says, no, as the Mishnah, Hotzah means Achnasa also. Hotzah could mean Hotzah as opposed to Achnasa, or Hotzah could mean anything. Hotzah and Achnasa, that's a generic word for the Malacha. Okay, Mima, how do you know? Midetanan Hamotzi Mirishos L'Rishos Chayav. Says if you, it's one of the Lama Tess Malacha, says if you're Motzi from Rishos to Rishos, you're Chayav. Milo Askinan de Kamayim, Rishos the Elishos Rabim. Isn't it talking about, well, you're only chayv if you go one way. You're chayv if you go both ways. You're chayv if you go from Shaziyachad also. They call it Otzah, and yet it calls it Otzah. So you see, apparently, the term Otzah is not restricted to going out. It could mean going in also. The time am I, why? So why does it, it's a pretty strange way to do that. Why is it calling it Otzah? So it's not called Kiras Chayfetz Mimakomo, Tana, Otzah, Karilai. So anytime you're uprooting an object from its location, the author, the Tana, calls it a Hotzah. Okay, it's leaving its location. Okay, it's not going outside, but it's leaving its location. So that when the Mishnah says Hotzah, it doesn't mean only Hotzah, it means Hachnasa also. Okay, fine. And he says, Amar Ravina, Mastisanami Deka. Our Mishnah itself proves that. The Tani Yitzios Shabbos, the Tani Yitzios, become a Farsh Hachnasa altar. Right, right, our very first thing. It says Yitzios Shabbos Shain Shain Arab Fnei Shain Arachutz Ketzad, and the first case it has is the Ani is outside and the Ani puts his hand inside, puts something inside. Right? So right, the very first thing is really Hachnasa. So if you want to tell me, apparently if you wanted to tell me that it's just right, you could have said it's only referencing the first thing is called Hotzah. But the very first thing is Hachnasa. So it must be Hotzah, just a generic term. Okay? That's the Chashman, I mean Shmamin, I guess I proves it. Okay, let's just see Rashi's. So it says, "Chiyuvei ma'inihu yitzios." Kolomer yitzios katani. Demash mehotzaa means hotzaa. Lekach matame. Hey, chiyuvei katani. What are they? Akarach yitzios l'chadayim. Must be only yitzios. V'tardiu dehavien. There's only two, not four. U'mishani achnasos nami katani. Well, it's also telling achnasos.
Did you read that
story? I'm sorry. Midit midit nana motzi merishos minyan avos malachos peraklaga. That lists all the avos. Milo askina dal karchach achnasa nami chayev. You see, definitely, it says, what are you chayev for doing Hotzah? You can't say you're only chayev going one way. You're definitely chayev both ways. You see, our Mishnah says you're chayev both ways. So it must be that Hotzah means both ways. And Mas Nisan, the Hacha, Namideka. Our Mishnah here also proves it. The Achnasa, Nami Kari Hotzah, Achnasa also called Hotzah. Diktani Yitzios, Valkarcha, Chlomats is Lafarish La, the Yitzios of Chodayaka. It's not only referencing the Yitzios, Umay Shein Arba. Chiyuvei upature, you can't say it's only the four is because the chiyuvei upature. Tamafar shachnasa, the first thing is achnasa. You look at it. Diktani ketzad pasha anisya dofnim nainu achnasa. Viktani lal bifrushe yitzios. Alma achnasa nami kal yitzios. You see, the fact that our Mishnah is saying, what are the yitzios, and it explains achnasa, obviously yitzios also reference achnasa. Okay, so we'll get to that. That's a detail. I mean, it's a detail about why the, about what the term Yitzia means. Okay, but the Gemara, the punchline is, the Maskana, is that Yitzia means everything. Okay, so let's let that, let's take that as a given for now. Hopefully, maybe later we'll get back to it, okay? So basically, what's his conclusion? So what are the Mishnah over here isn't changing, right? The question is, what's the Mishnah in Shuas talking about? So now it's saying, originally it was saying it only has the Avos, not the Toldos. Okay, but then you're going to have to say it's talking about Chiyuv and Ptor. So it has to abandon that, because it's not like Maras Nagayim. So it says, no, really, it's only talking about Chiyuv. But it's only listing the Chiyuvim. Right? It's listing, in Shuas it's listing only the Chiyuvim. But in Shabbos it's listing the Chiyuvim and the Ptor.
Why is it Shtayim Shehin Arba?
So why is it Shtayim Shehin Arba in Shavuos? Because apparently there are two Avos, which are four in terms of the Toldos. Okay, there's Shtayim Shehin Arba, means two Avos, namely Yitzia for both guys, which are four, because you have the Hachmasa for both guys. Uh-huh. Right?
Right?
Just to summarize and to point out what are we working on, what I'd like to explain is you have a Hamin Maskana about what is the Mishnah. Everyone agrees, it seems to agree, that in Shavuos, the Mishnah is kind of taking the crux of the matter. Okay? In Shabbos, it's going all out and explaining to you the full form of Hotzah, the Toldos, and the Avos, and the Chiv, and the Ptor, the Dorais, the Rabbanan, it's telling you the whole, everything. Okay, that's the point that we're in Masechta Shabbos. But in Shavuos, it's just giving you the basic bottom line. The question is, what's the basic bottom line? Is it only the Avos, and not the Toldos? Only the Hotzah, and not the Achnasa? Okay? And you left the Achnasa for the Toldos for Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos. Or do you say, no, it's telling you Avos and Toldos, but it's only telling you Chiyuvim, it's not telling you Ptors. It's only telling you the Chiyuvim, namely the Avos and the Toldos. And it's leaving out the Ptors. Okay, it's leaving out the Ptors. And it's leaving the Ptors for Masech HaShabbos. You'll figure out the Ptors in Masech HaShabbos. Okay? So the question is, what's the concepts? Okay, what are the concept of the two things? Of what's the Mishnah and Shuas doing? Okay, what's it doing? What's the purpose of the Mishnah and Shuas, so to speak? According to one way, according to the other way. You know what I mean? Just like this. Rabbi Yonasi can do whatever he wants. I mean, no, I'm not questioning what's his svara about. I mean, he's organizing it. And I don't want to get into his head about how he's deciding to organize it. What I want to do is I want to define what would be the concept of the Mishnah and of the organization if it were in one way, and what would be the concept of the organization of the Mishnah, and what's he trying to teach you if it's the other way. I don't want to know why he's trying to teach you one or the other. I mean, you have to look at the facts on the ground and figure out which one he's trying to do.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that you have to do. And have me, you know. But the question is, what is the concept? What is the idea? What's it trying to convey? If it's just trying to convey a little bit about Shabbos, what little bit is it conveying if you do it one way, and what little bit is it conveying if you do it the other way? I mean, just to draw out the concept of what the mission is doing. You know what I mean? They're not like it's a machloka. It's just as a definition, right? You know what I mean? Definition. This is an exercise in definition, not really in, like, svara. You know what I mean? Right, no, definitely they all agree that definitely you have to have the Deoraisa Avs. Those are definitely the Shtayim.
Right.
The question is, what's the Tola? Is it extending? Apparently it's giving more than just the basic idea, but it's giving a little bit of an extension to the Arba. Is it giving the extension to the Tola, or is it giving the extension to the Durabanan, or the Ptor?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's on the surface, your point is well taken, that presumably you pick the Deoraisa, not the Durabanan, if you only have the essence of the thing. I mean, the Deoraisa would seem
right.
to be more primary than the Durabanan.
Right.
So you want to say Shein Arba, it's a good idea to include the Deraisa, Avon Tolda. But I mean, you see, that's not the way the Gemara went at first. It's interesting. The Gemara would have been happier, it seemed, to go the other way. To say that it's really leaving out. What?
It did try that first.
At first it tried to say that it's only teaching you the Avos here.
Oh, right.
So at first it seemed to rather, Misvara, it would have rathered saying the Rianasi is only listing the Avs
and
the Drabanans. And he left out the Toldos. And it's only because it doesn't jive with Maras Nagayim that it abandoned that and said that can't be what he's doing. But it's funny, you would have imagined go the other way. If you want to at least give the most little bit, at least give the full deraisos. Give all the deraisos. You know? So I think that's a good question, maybe on the Havmina. Take it on Havmina. What was the logic? Why did the Gemara immediately jump to saying that it was referencing the deraisa and the chiv and the ptors? I mean, forget Nagayim. Why should it do that? You want to give the basic idea. Don't give me the Ptors, give me the Chiyuvs. The thing I would say, like Dave is trying to go here, is that according to the, like, one point is very good, is that The difference between Hotzah and Achnasa is, in a sense, accidental. It's directional. Now, it's true, in the Mishkan they only did Hotzah and not Achnasa. But you see, I mean, the Gemara says, the Svara, at least Rashi's quoting, that it's Svara, Mali Hotzah, Mali Achnasa, the same thing. So essentially it's the same thing. I mean, they happen to be, yes, one's an Av, one's a Tolda, and they're not identical because of that, but essentially the difference is really directional. Okay? But it could be what the Gemara's thinking is that the mission over there wants to really elucidate the concepts of Hotzah, the major concepts in Hotzah. And the way it's doing that is by showing you the Doraisa and the Ptur / Drabanan. Okay? Namely, the Hotzah really has two components, Akira and Anacha. Okay? If you do both of these components, you're Chayav. If you do one of these components, you're Pater. Avalasa. Okay, but Pture. It shows you, what it does is by showing you the Chiv and the Ptur, it breaks down for you, it forces you to define the idea of what is this Deoraisa, and what are its components, and how far do I need to go to be Chayiv, how far do I need to be not Chayiv. I mean, so it helps you develop the concept of the idea of what this Rotsa is. I mean, as opposed to, the Tolda doesn't do that. The Tolda is just like a detail. Okay, the direction. The same concept, now apply it in the other direction also. But it's not giving you the concept of the thing. So it's saying is the point of the Mishnah of Shain Shain Arba is it's using the method of using Chiv and Ptur helps elucidate the full concept of the Deoraisa. And in specific, you see the idea of the components. The two components, if you have both of them good, you're Chayiv. If you have one of them, you're Pater, but it's still Aser. And it's also Darban also, but it's the Ptur. I mean, it's both. You know what I mean? You help get understand the whole structure of the basic idea, and if you wanted to summarize, tell someone one thing about Hotzah, probably tell them that. It's two components, Akir and Anacha. If you do them both, you Chayiv. If you do them both, if you do one of them, you Pater Rabbah, also Darabah. I mean, that's the full construct of the thing, you know? The other direction, yeah, sure. The other direction, same thing, what's the difference? I mean, so the thing is that the Mishnah, when it wants to just give, it's not giving, it's not a Shulchan Aruch, it just wants to bring out the main ideas in Hotzah. Okay, and the main idea in Hotzah is basically that, the Chiv and the Ptur. When it comes to the Mishnah Shabbos, that's the Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. That's really giving you the all-out discussion. So the Mishnah Shabbos gives you a toldos, avos. I mean, of course, it does that all over the place in the Mishnah Shabbos. I mean, that's part of that's the Mishnah, that's the Shabbos. Okay, good? Okay. Okay, good. Now the question is, is the Gemara asks, but what about Maris Nagayim, right? The Gemara asks, what about the Maris Nagayim? Right, so let's do Maskana. So it basically says Maris Nagayim doesn't work that way. Okay, we'll get into more of the Maris Nagayim thing. I think we have to do that Tosfos. Okay. But I don't know if we can do that now. Okay, right? Yeah. So the Gemara says, because of the Maris Nagayim question, so it doesn't work out, right? Maris Nagayim doesn't have Chiv and Ptor. It doesn't use that method. It's not using the method of elucidating on a basic level. It's not using the method of elucidating the Doraisa by showing you that with the lines and like what kind of whites are not quite Tameh. It doesn't do that. I mean, you could have done that there. You could have said there's white, or like all these whites, and then there's like yellow, which is not quite white, and told me about what that, you know, it could have done it. That is a method, but that's not the method which it chose. When it wanted to give you the main idea, it didn't do that. It just gave you the Dechiyuvim. Told you what the thing is itself. It didn't do it through the method of illustrating. It's a good point. It's like two methods of illustrating something. You could illustrate it in a positive way, or you could contrast it with what it's not. You know, what it's not. That helps bring out an idea also. It's a different method. The question is, what method is it using? So this, the Havmina, is the method it's using by what it's not. There's a Gemara saying that it didn't do that by Nagayim. You see, it did it by what it is. It's a full elucidation of what it is. So you can't say that it's using the method of what it's not. That's not what the Mishnah is doing. The Shehen Arba is not using the method of what it's not. Using the method of what it is. Okay? And then the question is, so now what is it? So it's saying it's the Avos and the Toldos. Okay? Avos and the Toldos, but not only the Chiyuvim. But in in Shabbos, it's bringing the Torahs also. Okay? So the question is, so now what's the concept? I mean, it seems to be a problem now a little bit, because, like we said, like in the Havmin, we had a good argument. I mean, the Avos and the Toldos, I mean, big deal. I mean, what's the Toldos? Toldos is just, I mean, it's just a direction. I mean, that's significant. That's why do you tell me that? And what's the point of telling me? Just say Shnayan. You can ask the question. Shlaim, it's just always a Shlaim. Wait, tell me the Shein Arba, the Tolos. Why is that even significant? What's the Mishnah doing now? A thing like this is that you have to look. If you look carefully, it's maybe some of the Rashi's even. Is that I think there's something similar about all these things in the Mishnah, okay, and all these Shnayim Shein Arbas, okay, and the idea of the like the Avos and the Toldos kind of thing, okay, and what's similar about the Avos and the Toldos is that Rashi kept making a point, is that you have sort of the basic idea is that you have the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh, okay, that's in any institution you always have the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is that which is explicitly in the pasuk. Don't do hotzah. Then you have that which is learned out from Torah Shebaalpeh, either through Ribuyim, through Svara, Mali Hotzah, Mali Achnasa. In terms of productivity, who really cares? Hotzah, Achnasa, I mean, we know concepts of Malach's productivity. And Svara, we could extend from the pasuk, which explicitly says hotzah, to Achnasa. Or like in all these other ones, if you look at all them, Seisan Baharas, Seisan Sa and Baharas were explicit in the Torah. Then it says sapacha. Sapacha means secondary. So the Torah tells us, what does that mean, secondary? It means you know, each one has a tolda. So Torah doesn't explicitly say those toldos, but it references it through a word which they're dorish to mean the toldos. Okay, by the toma also, by both. By the toma and the, if you look at the, for instance, by the shvuos, it says shvuos shel bite, lahora o lahetev, shtayim, eschayv on the karban, armor parsha. It says, it means if I make a shvuah to do good to myself or to do bad, to do something or to not do something, which means in the future. The pasuk, Shah the pasuk is talking about in the future. But then it says, Shein arba yeshil chol rabbos ochten, it's a riboy, mi riboy akasa, the chol asher yivate ha'adam. Okay? The chol asher, including, what is it including? Including even the past. So you say the open pasuk is only talking about shvuahs in the future, but Torah Shebaalpeh teaches you that it's to tell you in the past, you know, and similarly by Dias Toma, because by Karn Olav Yored, it also says, Mimashmos, it says, Shteinhe Mimashmos HaKosav, V'nela Mimenu Hu Toma, Mashmos Shenela Menu Toma. It's talking about where he forgot the Toma, so that's when the Mashmos HaKosav. Okay, but the Shein Arba, Yishtachal Rabos, Od Shleim, Eriboy, V'nelam, Shtei Pa'amim. Okay, it says Vanelam twice, so it's teaching you Torah Shebaalpeh, teaching you the other cases also. So in all these things, you have the Shnei Shein Arba, it means that you have, it's showing you the structure of it's showing you an idea about Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And it's showing you in each of these institutions, it's laying out for you that the Torah Shebichsav has two cases, and the Torah Shebaalpeh extends it to its full form of the institution, which is really four cases. And they're institutions which are filled out by the combination of the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, you look at the Torah, they're shtayim. But Shehein Arba, really it's four. Torah only talks about two of them. But from Torah Shebaalpeh, you see that there's really four. So the saying is in each of the four cases, that's what the Mishnah is doing. That's the uniformity of the Mishnah. Even though, that's a different limud. So even though you'll say, conceptually, Hotzah and Hachnasah are not that different. Okay, so if the purpose of the Mishnah was to teach me the conceptual structure of the Isser Hotzah, like as a law, you'll say direction is a detail. As a law, direction is a detail. But if the point is to show me the derivation of the thing, and the as like a, it's a limud in derivation and in the halachic system, and the structure of the halachic system and the derivation of the thing, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, the source of the halacha, and it's showing you that's how it's classifying it. So then Hotzah and Achnasa are different because the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Achnasa. The Pasuk says don't do Hotzah. And Achnasa is learned that from a totally different framework. And that's the point, purpose of this Mishnah. It's showing you that's the way the Mishnah is classifying it. The Mishnah is classifying it. You have institutions which have their roots in Torah Shebichsav in a twofold manner and are extended in Torah Shebaalpeh in a twofold manner. And it completes the picture. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah's note. It's not saying everything in the Torah works this way. I mean, right. Some things in the Torah don't have any Torah Shebichsav. Some things in the Torah are spelled out and have only Torah Shebichsav. I mean, it's just
some
saying
of them aren't two.
Some of them aren't two, and they're three and four. I mean, whatever. But it's just, I mean, that's just you know, see why he's doing it. It could be memorization purposes. I mean, that's a different reason why he's doing this. But the question is, that's what I'm saying. This is defining what he's doing. That's what I think what you're doing. Because you're not studying a halachic structure. You're studying a Mishnah. The question is, what's Rabbi Yonasi doing here?
So why is it called?
And this is a limud. So that's the limud is he's showing is that that's and that's why he knocked out from the uniformity because Mars and the Gaim and the other one is more beautiful so to speak, conceptually. I mean, so that's where you go to naturally, because it's more like intrinsic and halachic structure. He's laying out for you the whole the concepts in the halachic structure. That's what you naturally go to. You go to that first. Well, he's showing us it doesn't work out, because that's not what it just doesn't work out from the Maharsan Gaon. It doesn't, you have to, mm-hmm. it doesn't work out that way. So it's saying it's not what it's doing. It's laying out for you the full institution from both components, from Tosh Vachsav and Tosh Malpa. That's what Rav Yonasi is doing in his presentation in Shavuos. Now, if you want to get the full concept of the thing, bringing out all the concepts, you look in Shabbos. You go to Shabbos, you'll see all the concepts. You'll get the Torahs, you'll see the components, Hatzah, Achnasah, I mean, Akira, Hanacha, you'll get all those concepts if you go to study Masechah Shabbos. But that's not what he's trying to do in Shavuos. Shavuos is just giving you the basic outline of the thing. You want to go into Eon in each of the subjects, so you look in Shavuos for Shavuos, you look in Shabbos for Shabbos, you look in Nagaim for Nagaim, and you look in, I think, Shavuos for the Tumah. You know, for the Tumah Smeg Shekdoshav. Well, that's good. That's Avin Tolda. That's exactly Avin Tolda. Av is like the heading of the category, and the Tolda is that which is derived from it. Tolda is like it gives birth to it. And that's exactly. That's Avin Tolda. That's why it's Avin Tolda. Av is the primary thing, and then the Tolda is that which is derived from it. But Avin Tolda, that's good by... It's called Avin Tolda not only by Yotzah, though, right? By Yotzah, you see why. Because Av is that which is explicit in the Torah, and then that which is derived from it. But in the other one, other Melachos, but in other Melachos, it also is because the Av are those things which are in the Mishkan, and then using the derived from the Mishkan to the Toldos, which are the same productivity as the thing. It's not... Av doesn't mean only Tosh V'Sav. Av doesn't necessarily mean Tosh V'Sav. Av just means it's the primary thing, and then the Toldos is that which is derived from it. But in this Mishnah, what it's doing is it's showing it in terms of Avin Tolda, in terms of the Torah Shavasav and Torah Shavapat. Right. I'm not saying that's what Avin Tolda always means, I'm saying, but that's what this Mishnah is doing. This Mishnah isn't just telling you all Avos and Toldos. This Mishnah is trying to tell you the idea where you have Torah Shavasav and Torah Shavapat, two from Torah Shavasav, two from Torah Shavapat. Okay? What I'd like to do, I guess, next time is this Tosos, because the problem is going to be, I guess, what David said, David's question is that originally, so it's saying that it was trying to give you the whole conceptual structure. So what's a conceptual structure? Is only the Avos, not the Toldos, because Toldos don't even do the conceptual structure. It's just the Avos is the conceptual structure. So it says, so wait a second, why didn't it just say right there? You see the Mishnah Nagayim has Avos and Toldos. So you see, it's not just restricting itself to Avos. So right away it should have said, and it can't be that it's only Avos, because in the Gaon as Avos and told us. So you should have known right away it's right, but it didn't. Then it was happy. It's only Avos? Fine, only Avos. Aye, so how are you gonna get four? So it's two chayv, two ptor. Oh, hold on, by Nagam you don't have any ptors. So why did it just asked the question a step too late? So that still sticks up, he gives an answer. Okay, so you can take that up, and I think after that, I mean Tosis, it's not a huge Tosis, it's very short. So you have to understand this concept. And then we'll do Rava. Rava has a whole other take about what the Shtayim Shein Arba is. He basically says, Shtayim means there are two Rishuyos. Shetz Yechon and Shetz Rabban. Shein Arba.
Karmelis
and Mokhav Torah, yeah. Strange. Oh, no, well, it's a question. I mean, it's not so simple. I mean, you'll see. It gets a little tricky, even reading Rava. But the question, we'll try to get his concept. I think maybe it's not the Magam Torah. I don't know, Shein Shein Arba. I mean, there are different ways to learn, but Shein Shein Arba, there are two Rishuyos, Shein Arba, which means you have four cases which apply to those two Rishuyos. Four cases that apply to those two Rishuyos. Not four Rishuyos. Two Rishuyos, which have four cases. The Ani, the Ashir, the da da da. And it's funny. It's not that. It's funny, Shein Shein Arba, but you'll see. But so hopefully we'll do that also. So it's an interesting kind of a study here that we're not studying like. Sometimes you have this. Sometimes you're studying the halachic system. Sometimes you're studying the Mishnah and what Rabbi Yonasi is doing, and you define. I mean, you get concepts in the thing, but it's a little bit different. You know, Machlokas isn't about did God make the Torah this way, or why is this the right idea? It's a question in presentation. So that's what I'm saying. And that kind of a thing, I think, in general, you're defining more than like a defining means you're just defining the categories. And in a Svara, you're kind of not only just giving a definition, you're kind of showing why this is the definition that's just chosen. Kind of, you give Machlokas, you're not just saying this is just a Chavtza Gavra. Be showing why the area, why should it make sense in the Chochmas Torah that Chavtza should be or the Gavra should be. And the question of Yonasi, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, a lot of factors on why he organized the Mishnah. I mean, unless you're in his head about all the different factors he's involved in considering a Mishnah, which I don't think we're in. So the question is, we just want to define what's he doing and get the concept of what he's doing. But why, you're not saying why should he be doing this or why should he be doing that. I mean, I don't know. Why is he doing Toshavat Toshavat Toshavat? I don't know. That's what he's doing. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he had a good reason for it, but I feel like we're not in the business of writing Mishnah, so it's really hard to It's hard to get into why he did it. You can define what it is. I mean, but if you're studying a sugya, you are in the business of kind of understanding why this is the svara. I mean, you're trying to understand the sugya and get the concepts and the chachma of the sugya. So the svara should have an appeal, and this should, I mean, it should make sense why this is the svara. Not just, you don't want to just stop at a definition. I mean, that's the first step, but there is a step further. Seems like in this kind of thing, you're going too far if you do that.